Adigo operator.
Joined.
Rudy Van Snick.
Joined.
Hello.
Hello, this is the operator. The call is getting ready to start.
Okay, thank you.
Heidi?
Joined.
Hello, Heidi.
Hello, how are you?
Rudy.
Hi, Rudy. How are you?
Well, better. I had a very difficult start of the year, but it's becoming better now.
Yes, I saw that you had quite the cold.
I had the cold, then I got the flu, then it was better again, I got the flu again.
You should come out to Los Angeles.
Well, I'm coming to New York end of the month.
Ah, well, it's even colder there.
Oh.
Well, it'll be warm in Mexico.
Yeah, indeed. Well, I will still travel before it to San Marino, the south of Italy.
Oh, lovely.
Joined.
Rudy, I don't know if you saw that point. Agenda item number 5 is an update of your outreach event.
Yes, indeed. I saw it.
Okay.
What we are working on, I was at government last Friday discussing about potential collaboration with government and with some other partners, and we are looking for a date somewhere end of March after the ICANN meeting in Mexico.
Okay.
Heike Jensen.
Joined.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Heike Jensen.
Hi, Heike. This is Heidi Ulrich.
Hi, Heidi.
Hello, this is Jeranush.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Thank you, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm glad joining you.
You are as well. I was just Skyping with Wolf, and he said he's dialing in.
Yeah. He just told me the same 5 minutes ago.
Me too. 5 minutes.
Max Sanger.
Joined.
Wolfgang Kleinwächter.
Hello, Wolfgang.
Joined.
Hello, Wolfgang. Rudy here.
Unfortunately, I have only 30 minutes time, but so I think we can do the first things first.
Well, let's do the last things last time. Be sure.
Hi.
Hello, Wolf.
Yeah.
You good?
Yeah. there was some confusion at the very last moment when I had some Euralos on the call, and I told them, please be aware that we are starting at 5 and not at 6.
You know that last week there was the same problem? Dates and times didn't fit in.
Joined.
Hello?
Hi, Annette.
Yes.
Annette.
Hello, everyone from Armenia.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi, Annette. Thank you.
Who is on the call so far?
Yeah.
Berlin.
Annette.
Heike.
Heike. Hallo, Heike.
Hallo.
Hallo, Heike. Max Senge ist hier.
Hi, Max.
Janusz is here.
Hi.
Joined.
Yes, good afternoon. Patrick Panuel is here.
Hello, Patrick.
Was
Heidi?
Rudy? Yes.
Max.
Nick.
Heidi. Nick. After Max, I had Patrick.
Wolf Siranush also is here.
Yes, Siranush, I noted already, yes.
Great, hello.
Is Rudy already in?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Sebastian?
Yes, I am here.
Sebastian is on the call as well. So I'm just rereading the participants so far. It's Annette, Heike, Siranush, Max, Patrick, Rudy, Sebastian. Am I missing anybody?
Wolfgang, no?
Wolfgang, yes.
Wolfgang, you on the call?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Aha.
I haven't heard you so far.
Amazing.
And I received two apologizes. One is from Christopher, and the second one from Bill Drake. But they are noted on the workspace already.
Mm-hmm.
Should we start with our agenda?
Sure. Yes.
Is anybody adopting the suggested agenda on the workspace? Does
yes.
anybody want any amendments or any further points to be discussed or treated? I do not hear anything. Roll call apologizes from the member, if any, I noted already, Christopher and Bill. The third point of the standing items is designation of a chair for the meeting. Any suggestions?
Wolf.
You.
Okay.
No, you.
You.
If I can consider this as approved, I'm
yes.
prepared to
obligation.
Next point is the summary minutes of our last call from the 9th of
joined.
December. Who has joined?
Vittorio.
Vittorio.
Ah, Vittorio. Welcome, Vittorio.
Hi.
Lutz Donnerhacke.
Joined.
Lutz is on the call as well. Welcome. This
welcome
is really a Uralo call. Has anybody seen the summary minutes of the 9th of December?
Looking at
yes.
it right now.
Yes, I wasn't there, so I'm fine.
Me too.
For me, it's fine as well. can we approve it as it is, or does anybody need some more time to go through it?
That would be Rolf and Rudy.
Mm-hmm. It's okay for me.
It's okay for you.
Yeah.
And from any other participants of the last call, Adam is not on the phone because we are too early again. Sebastian, any comments?
No, no, I have no comments.
Okay. So the minutes of our last December call are approved. Review of action items, this won't take us an hour. There are three lines on it. The doodle review was done.
Joined.
And we ended up fixing this new call on the third Tuesday of the month.
Who just joined?
Adam.
Oh,
oh
wow.
Adam. Hi, Adam.
Hello.
What time is it over there?
1 o'clock. But I couldn't get a dial out. Anyway.
Oh, poor guy.
Sorry to be late.
Any comments to the action items from December?
Yeah, I would like to make a comment to Sebastian on the third one. I think it's a pity that the discussion that we received a mail asking from one participant or one member to know if they could participate, because we decided on our last call that we want to have as much as possible ILS participation to this call today. Then I think the communication must have been much more pushy than that, even if we are a lot of people today compared with the other phone call. I think it could have been better, even because it's an important phone call just before Mexico and before the summit activities. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Sebastian, for this comment. Maybe we have to push the announcement for the next call even a bit more, but I must admit I'm already pleased with the number of participants we have on our today's call. But it can always be better.
Wolf, this is Heidi. I note that, and I will send out two announcements or even more next time.
Okay, thanks a lot, Heidi. As next point under our standing items, I have the staff announcement on public comment periods. It's up on you, Nick or Heidi.
Yes, I just wanted to point out on the link of public comments that can review them yourselves, but I will just quickly review them. The inter-registrar transfer policy comments are open currently until the 30th of January. The proposed .aero sponsorship agreement ends today. And the CAC UDRP pilot project comments
left.
That is actually quite old. So I think those are the two main ones currently.
Thanks, Heidi. Anything else from Nick? As I don't hear anything, now we continue with the proposed agenda items. Point one is recent activities of ALEC, and I think it's Sebastian who will give us a summary. Please.
Joined.
Hello?
Sebastian?
No, sorry, I was drop off, then I come back, and I have to say my name before when I come. Then you may have thought that I wanted to speak, but no, I was just coming back to the call.
Okay, you have the floor on recent summary recent activities of ALEC, please.
I just discovered that in the agenda, but nevertheless we had a lot of work underway on different topics. We will discuss more in depth the summit, and I will not come into this in this part. But there are a lot of discussion and activities going around the future of the organization of the GNSO, and that's an important point because ALEC is involved in the creation. It's involved in the discussion about the non-commercial stakeholder group, not to be part as a body, but to help new creation of constituency within this stakeholder group for non-commercial part. And North American people are very much involved in that. I don't know if European would like to be to discuss that or to be part of that, but I am ready to listen what you want to say on that subject, of course. Second important topic, it's all the discussion around RAA, that's registrar
Barbara Snyder
agreement, and we finally decided that we will support the improvement suggested by the discussion within the GNSO for the registrar agreement, but we think that there are a lot of new topic to discuss and to be changed. For example, in one of the group I participate for a new PDP, it's how the end user or the registrant will be able to give his mail address if you want to change registrar. That's not a very easy task because we have to at the same time take into account the privacy part of this discussion and that the domain name doesn't go to another registrar without the agreement of the registrant of the end user. Of course, when we will come to the topics for the summit, you will more or less go to some of the discussion we have today still about IDN, of course, and about the new GTLD. You may have seen that discussion, it's, I would say, start again or was a little bit changed with the DOC-DOG letter to ICANN saying that they want some documents taken or done before, study done before any decision to move for new GTLD. And there were discussions to know if we want to stop now the new GTLD process and to wait until some study and some decision are taken by ICANN or if we still want to move on. And I think it's important that everybody participate at this call say what they would like to have, because the more vocal people today is the people want to stop the process. I know that there are a lot of Europeans who wanted to push the process, and you need to say it loudly if you want to be heard today. We are waiting for the second draft of the guidebook for new registry applicant, and we don't know yet the schedule if we will a discussion for a third version. There will be a third version. I don't know yet if it will be a final version who will go directly to the board or if it will be once again open for discussion. That means that we will have a second version. We will have two or three months of discussion and then another version. And if it goes directly to the board with decision, it's we are 4 or 5 months in front of us. If it's a new version to be discussed, it will be 3 or 4 months more. Then we will have to wait until end of this year or beginning of next year to have the application, the possibility to send application for ICANN. I think one of the most important topic for end user, it's to be sure that the name we need to use, that mean the real need for end user, are not maybe the .company that some company would like to launch, but they could be useful for community or for city or for region or for whatever. But for those TTLDs or for those possible registries, the cost is very, very high today. And we don't understand why this cost is so high. The budget of ICANN was to do the job, and now ICANN would like to ask the new ones to pay for 2 years of work on that subject, and that's a very high amount. And some of the GTLD we as end user would like to have will never come with this price. I guess that's the main topics. There are a lot of other things going on. One point I hope that the summit will help us, it's to have a real work between ALAC, ALAC rep, and the URL, because it's not very easy to have still going on exchange on each topic. But I hope that the summit will help for that. I am available for any question, and if Patrick or Adam or Nick have some additional items, I do that by memory, then I may have missed something. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. Patrick or Adam, do you want to add anything to Sebastian's summary?
Well, Sebastian's summary, in my view, was as perfect as possible.
Okay. Adam? I do not hear.
He's sleeping. It's time for change.
Maybe he dropped out, I don't know.
Yes, I dropped out. Hello, everybody. It's Barbara from Switzerland, from myinternet.org. So I
Hi.
The first. Hello.
Okay, welcome, Barbara.
Thank you.
Okay, are there any questions to Sebastian or Patrick from the other participants regarding recent activities of ALAC? I think we will have a good opportunity at around the summit and at the next ICANN meeting in Mexico City to hear a lot more about the subjects Sebastian raised already.
Excuse me, Wolf, it's Adam. Sorry, I was muted and forgot star 7 unmuted.
Okay.
So you have been talking all the time to us.
No, I've been listening to the menu, trying to remember what the instruction was. I don't normally have a... Anyway, whatever. I just wanted to ask if there would be an opportunity on this call to go into a bit more detail about whether we will to make an EU RALO response on the new GTLD. I know that after the AP RALO is putting something in, the North American RALO is, and this seems to be a rather important issue, whether we think that there should be a delay, and I certainly do not, and I think from Patrick's blog, he agrees there shouldn't be a delay, if that's correct. There seems to be some agreement that it's overpriced, as both Sebastian and Patrick have mentioned. Vittorio put in a very good comment about that, mentioning the impossibility for non-commercial, small non-profit domains that, you know, just simply couldn't afford this large upfront fee and then annual fee. And then just generally that the idea of a delay would go against most of the previous ALAC comments that were very supportive of new GTLDs, and also the importance of not delaying IDNs, which I think, again, would be something that would probably bring down ICANN if we tried to delay IDNs anymore. If you want to kill ICANN, that would probably be a very good way to do it. So I think a statement at least covering those issues, if there's some agreement, would be very helpful. You know, no delay, too expensive. There must be further support for non-commercial and non-profit type domains, the importance of going ahead with IDNs. And I also forgot that, as I'm speaking in English, all of the documents are currently in English, which means that the application process, those 1,000 pages, are going to favor English speakers. And while it's very difficult to translate 1,000 pages, international competition is not going to happen through a process that is biased towards English-speaking people. So that might be another thing to note. Sorry for coming in after that.
No. Thank you very much, Adam. And I must admit, I'm very much in favor of your suggestion and your idea submitting a RALO statement, a URALO statement. But I would like to bring it to a very practical point. Who is prepared among our participants to draft such a URALO statement?
Adam.
I don't have much time until the weekend for various work-related reasons to even think about starting to draft something other than the level of detail that I've just said. I am way backed up with stuff, but could do on Saturday, and I think that might be too late. Could we submit a statement in French? Because I think, Patrick, if I'm right, your blog covers almost everything that I've said, doesn't it?
Well, yes, it covers some most parts of what you said, indeed. It was a comment that I did in French, and actually I sent it also to ICANN, to the comments page of GTLDs. You can use it any way you want. I mean,
Patrick, Patrick, if you go ahead and draft a text, then I would be ready to make comments. But as Adam, I'm also rather overcrowded with a lot of other business, and I'm unable to do the first draft, but I would be ready to make some comments on it.
Okay, will do.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, Patrick. If you care for the first draft and post it to the URALO list.
Set a time limit, please.
Yes. Is a time limit in capital letters?
Yes, we'll
one,
do.
One proposal for now. If we agree on what Adam just said, if we all agree, if there is no opposition to that, then we have already an agreement, and it would just be a sort of formulating wording thing, and it would be okay if the period, which is quite short, then if there's only a very short period for agreeing on the final.
Can we agree on the following procedure? Patrick is sending, is posting a draft of this. And I feel there is quite a large agreement already at that call. if there are no objection raised within the deadline regarding whatsoever formulation in the draft, and if there are no further amendments made to the deadline, we consider this draft from Patrick as a statement of Juralo.
Wonderful.
Does anybody agree? I think procedures like this makes it much easier not to wait until probably the last of us responded, perhaps 1 week too late, etc. The deadline fixed gives opportunity to respond, to add comments or whatsoever, and afterwards it's considered as a Juralo statement.
Perfect.
Thanks, Patrick, for your...
Okay, we'll post it to the list right now. At least my initial blog post, so that people can comment on it, keeping in mind that it was intended to be a blog post at the beginning. So we may need to reword some of the things.
But as Adam said, most of the essentials he sees are already in your blog. So it seems to look rather comprehensive already. Okay, I find this basically a very good idea, and this is something what we were not too active in the past, taking position on current ICANN business. And if we can take this as a kind of a premiere, this would be great. And thanks to anybody who will participate in this consultation on the on our list. Any other comments, remarks or questions regarding point one? Otherwise, due to the time schedule, I suggest let's continue with point two, update on at-large summit. We had a very active discussion over the last weeks in the summit working group, and you saw some of the results. There was a second survey posted just before Christmas asking for the priority topics on the agenda of the summit. And this second survey was finalized last week, last Wednesday, just before our last summit working group call, and we came out with five favorites. I've seen they were posted yesterday by Nick. I don't know if there's a need to repeat the five priority subjects for the summit.
Sure.
Yes, okay, then I start with the first one. Rank one was at-large engagement in ICANN, including goals, organization, reviews, strategic planning, individual internet users, participation, etc. This got the most votes. In the second survey, the second rank is the future structure and governance of ICANN, the improving institutional confidence process. The third priority was new generic DLGs, including IDN and GTLDs. The fourth position was ICANN transparency and accountability, which was already on the agenda before the survey, and it's Wolfgang and Adam who are preparing this session. The fifth position is DNS security issues within ICANN's remit. And this also fits to the session Patrick and Lutz declared themselves they will prepare for the summit. These are the five priority topics we identified via the second survey. And at our last summit call on Wednesday, we discussed the process for formation of the working groups now, because they are supposed to start their work immediately. And for that reason, we agreed on interim leads for each working group, which are on the list and in the revised fifth version of a summit program. This you got this afternoon. I don't know if anybody has seen this.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, I've seen it also.
And we agreed that to prepare the summit, we need a kind of interim leadership, but at the summit itself, we will have the opportunity to re-elect some new chairs or to confirm the chairs we
yes.
had so far. And Steph suggested that they will install the necessary communication tools to ensure a broad participation for each working group. Is there any comment from Nick so far?
No, I'm not sure if Nick, I think he may be on mute, but this is Heidi,
yeah.
the new at-large manager, and Wolf, I think you've done an excellent job of describing where we are.
Thanks a lot, Heidi. But now I have to insist on very close deadlines again. As you see on the agenda items, the deadline for a draft working group statement from each working group is already rather close. It's the 26th of January. And the final working group statements from each group should be ready by the 13th of February. Just to allow a circulation of the statements prior to the summit, prior to our departure to the summit, and that those statements are supposed to be concluded during the workshops we will have during the summit. You will find them in the draft program.
Joined.
There are the sessions foreseen for Sunday. What we need to discuss, and we repeatedly discussed during the summit working group calls, is the so-called poster session, which is scheduled for Saturday evening. And this poster session is meant to give all ALSs an opportunity to present their material, posters, brochures, flyers, whatever they have about their current work, and to give an opportunity at the very evening for a broad exchange of information. And therefore, I would like our ALSs from Europe to bring as much as information material they have at their disposal to Mexico to dispose it during the summit. Sebastian, do you want to add anything to the summary and the update?
I was dropped off, sorry. I am in my country house and the communication is not very good. But I just want to underline things I am sure that you already said. We need participation from HLSs to the working groups, and we need participation from HLSs reps to the poster session. It's really very, very important, because the overall aim of the summit, it's not to give more possibility to the ALAC people to discuss together. It's really to give each one of the ATLAS structure representative to participate into the discussion and to exchange with each other. Then the summit is really designed, and Wolf was very instrumental for that, to help you to understand and to be able to participate. And we will ask you, and we are asking you to participate to the working group now and to prepare the poster session now also. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sebastian. I would like to support your motion. I think this is quite crucial that we have as much participation as possible in one of the five working groups. As I discussed this morning when I called Nick. Nick is now working on who was signing in for what priority item. And Steph may submit us a list with who is supposed to participate in each of these five working groups. There is already one problem that in, I think it's the first working group where we have too much participants already, more than the foreseen 20 up to 25 max. Therefore, the staff will shift those participants who are too much to the second or to the third choice working group. And I hope that finally we will find an agreement which satisfies each and everybody, that whoever finds himself placed in one of the five working groups which is interesting and relevant to them. And afterwards, hopefully, that all the people contribute to the discussion.
This Wolfgang, I fully support this, but we should keep also a certain flexibility because, you know, while a rigid system is good to get things started, but if it comes to the real meeting, then we should not be surprised that people leaving the room and go to another room.
I think that's a good point, Wolfgang. I also think there is a certain flexibility needed at the end, because I find myself confronted with my conflicts of interest. I will concentrate on one working group, but I'm also interested, of course, in other issues, and I think a lot of people will be in this position.
It's Sebastian, I agree with Wolfgang, but we need the commitment of the LSS now for the working group to prepare the summit, and we need participate to one working group at least, and then during the summit, I would say it's another question, but it's really important that we commit ourselves now in one of the five topics.
And I would also encourage all ALSs, you know, to think about a one or two page statement before the meeting, you know, expressing their special positions with regard to the five working groups, so that we have really a material, let's say, available, which could stimulate the debate. If we just come and start to talk, I think this is could lead to a waste of time.
I agree with Wolfgang. This really needs a prior in-depth preparation of all of the summit participants.
Heike speaking. I have a question concerning the deadlines you gave. I don't really understand why the final working group statements need to be done by February 13th. Since we're going to discuss them at the summit, why can't we work up leading up to the summit on them?
Sorry, this is Heidi. If I may answer that.